I think one of the challenges that we've faced up till now is that community clusters have occurred and we haven't had the tools in our toolkit that we have this week. Up until now, the planning has been kind of academic. What do we think are important factors in making the decisions and how do we set that prioritization? And remoteness was one of those factors, but as Richard said, the occurrence of an active cluster, a rapidly expanding cluster, was one of the things that was really raised as important. This is the first time we have gone away from our original plan and list of prioritized communities to put forth vaccines for a community experiencing one of those clusters. And in some ways, we're going to be very interested to see how providing vaccine in the face of a cluster impacts the transmission in the community and ultimately the outcomes for people in those communities.